Good evening. Good evening and welcome. Welcome to our evening worship services. I heard whoever taught the Bible class this morning was rough as a cob about getting here on time. I thought I better get up here and get started. Don't want him to yell at me too. I don't know what's wrong with that guy. I did want to say a couple of things as we begin. We're going to have several different songs. I think you have a schedule. Do you have a schedule in front of you? Several will be leading singing, leading different prayers for specific things tonight. Of all people on this earth, God's people ought to be a praying and singing and scripture reading people. So I'm glad that we're having this service tonight. We'll begin just with a brief prayer, and then Cade Summers is going to lead us in our first song. So let's bow together as we enter into this worship period. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for today, the chance we've had to worship you. We trust in spirit and in truth. We love you and we confess our utter dependence upon you for everything that we have. I thank you, dear God, for everyone here, for each person and each family. I pray you'll bless them. Bless us as we enter this new year and take care of us all. Help us to grow in knowledge, grow in grace, grow in love for each other. Heavenly Father, I do want to pray for those that are on our minds as being sick and battling chronic illnesses and disease. I want you to especially look out for Gathan Burns, Heavenly Father, and bless him and bless his family, bless LaVonda, his wife, as he's been undergoing treatments. We pray that they might be able to find a treatment that will work for him, that will help him, that can prolong his life if it be your will. And I just pray that you'll watch over their good family and be with them during this time and help them and help us all, Heavenly Father. So many, we all depend on you for every breath that we take. No, there's no one who does not. But we just ask you, Heavenly Father, to take care of us, and we put our trust in thee. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
.353, Jesus saves. Jesus saves.
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land, climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward 'tis our Lord's command, Jesus saves. Saves, wafted on the rolling tide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye islands of the sea, echo back ye ocean caves, Hersha keep jubilee, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing above the battle strife, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves, sing in triumph for the tomb, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Our first scripture reading this evening will come from Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
Let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, hallowed and revered be thy name. Father, we are humbled by such a great privilege to be able to speak to you in prayer. We're especially thankful, Father, for the plans of this evening, which allow us to concentrate on spreading your word to this local area. Father, it's a convenient time for us to be reflective as we look upon the many blessings that you showered upon us in 2017. It's also a time, Heavenly Father, that we can look forward with hope and anticipation of being able to be more effective in your local work here. Father, there are two areas of evangelism that we want to especially remember and ask your help that we might be more effective in. One area, Father, would be to seek out those who have become discouraged. Father, we pray that love will be our motivating factor when it comes to seeking these individuals. We pray, Father, that you will help us to guard our speech, that we might say the things that would be most effective in providing encouragement for them. And most of all, Father, we pray that we might guard against saying things that would be harmful toward the restoration of those individuals. Another area, Father, would be that of reaching out to those who are lost. We realize, Father, that sometimes we think that people have no interest, but indeed, there are many honest and sincere hearts that would love to know the truth of your word. And we pray, Father, that you would help each of us who might be engaged in this sort of evangelism, that we would be well prepared by a study of your word. For we know, Father, that it is your word that will be so important in their conversion. Father, we pray for each individual here tonight, and we pray that each of us at the beginning of this year would make a resolve to spend more time in studying your word, that we might be prepared to talk to people today, but more important individually, that we would prepare ourselves for eternity. Father, there is so much encouragement in your word, and we pray that we might dwell many more hours in the future than we have in the past in a study of your word. Father, we ask that you would continue to be with us in this service tonight. Help us that we might be truly edified by the activities that we engage in tonight, so that we might be ever more mindful of our responsibility as Christians and ever more aware of opportunities that present themselves. We pray, Father, that we would always be zealous in good works, and we ask that you'd be ever near us. In Christ's name, amen.
God, give us Christian homes, homes where the Bible is loved and taught, homes where the Master's will is wrought, homes crowned with beauty thy love hath wrought. God, give us Christian homes, God, give us Christian homes. God, give us Christian homes, homes where the Father is true and strong, homes that are free from the blight of wrong, homes love and and song. God give us Christian homes. God give us Christian homes. God give us Christian homes. Homes where the mother in queenly quest strives to show others thy way is best. Homes where the Lord is an honored guest. God give us Christian homes. God give us Christian homes.
As many times as you practice it, it just doesn't come out right. I'm sorry. Let's try to sing that last verse, and it might come out completely wrong for me again, but I hope you're paying attention to the words. This song's always tricky for me, and as many times as I went over it, now I'm making a mistake with it. But the words are fantastic and very good to think about here. Let's sing that fourth verse.
God give us Christian homes. Homes where the children are led to know Christ in his feet loves them so. Homes where the altar fires burn and glow. God give us Christian homes. God give us Christian homes.
The second scripture reading this evening will come from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 23 through chapter 6, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 through chapter 6, verse 4. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself. Let the wife see that she respects her husband. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
Let us pray. Our most gracious, kind, and loving Heavenly Father, the God that created this universe and everything that is in it, the God from everlasting to everlasting. Father, it is in you that we live, move, and have our very being. Father, we depend on you for everything, and without you, we can do nothing. Father, we ask that you would strengthen us in the areas where we're weak. And Father, we pray that you would help us, Father, to be mindful of you and your blessings that you bestow upon us every day. Father, you're so good, kind, and merciful toward us all the days of our lives. Dear Heavenly Father, as we travel down this narrow pathway of righteousness, sometimes we stumble and sometimes we fall and make mistakes. Father, we pray that you would help us to get up and confess our sins and continue on with you. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask your blessing upon each family in this congregation at Jacksonville. Father, we pray that you would bless us as parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents. We pray, Father, that you would help us to be good examples to our children. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to instruct them in your word that is written in the Bible. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that we will not provoke our children to wrath, and that we would be good listeners to our children when they want to talk to us. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the family that meets here at Jacksonville, our family of God. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who came into this world to seek and save the lost and to die that cruel cross on Calvary so that we can have hope of eternal life and remission of sins. Father, this is because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we do have a church family. Father, we ask strength for our church family. We ask you to bless our elders. Father, help us as your church family to support the work that they have set before us, encouraging one another, bearing one another's burdens. Help us, Father, to love one another just as you loved us. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the abundant life that we have in this life. For us in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Turn our attention to the blessings that we enjoy. 360. Though I through the valley of shadow or mountain or trouble see, and oft in the darkness have traveled, the Lord has been mindful of me. The Lord has been mindful of me. He blesses and blesses again. My God is the God of the living. How excellent is his name. I'm rich, I am saved, I am happy. I've health and prosperity. I've friends, I have doors ever open. The Lord has been mindful of me. The Lord has been mindful of me. He blesses and blesses again. My God is the God of the living. How excellent is his name.
I'll be reading Psalms chapter 105, verses 1 through 7. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Psalm 105, 1 through 7. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth.
Please bow with me as we go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we know that you are the source of every good gift that we have, and we know that we could never name all of the blessings you've given us if we had all of our lives to start naming them. But Father, we hope to come before you today and just name a few of these things, these tremendous gifts you give to us daily, and to thank you for them. Thank you for who you are, for your magnificence and your holiness. Thank you for revealing that to us. Thank you for your Son and your Holy Spirit, and thank you for the tremendous sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for us. Thank you for the things that sustain us day to day, the sun, the air, the water, and the food that we breathe. Thank you for the clothing that we have to cover us, the firm ground we have to stand on, the homes that we have to live in to protect us from the elements. Father, thank you for the tremendous gifts we have as your children and as your servants. Thank you for the fellowship we enjoy here. Thank you for our good preachers and deacons and elders who help to guide us and help to serve in your kingdom. Father, thank you so much for just the opportunities that we have as your children to be able to approach you through the avenue of prayer, the comfort of knowing that you are looking after us, the joy that we have looking forward to that day that we will be able to be with you in heaven. Thank you for the opportunities we have to reflect upon your word, to know your will for our lives. Thank you for the opportunity we have to give back a little bit of the blessings that you've given to us when we come together on these Sundays. Thank you for the opportunity to reflect back on the life and the sacrifice of Jesus. Thank you for the things that help us to get by day to day, our sources of income, the bodies that we have to dwell in, and thank you for helping us to cope with whatever hurdles and afflictions we might face. Thank you for our families, our friends, and our neighbors. Thank you for just the silly things that we have to give us comfort day to day, for the things that help to bring us joy. And Father, just thank you again for being merciful and patient with us as you continue to shape us. In Jesus' name, we give you these thanks. Amen.
How sweet, how heavenly is the sight when those that love the Lord in one another's peace, delight, and so fulfill the word. When each can feel his brother's sigh and with him bear when sorrows flow from eye to eye and joy from heart to heart. Love is the golden chain that binds the happy souls above, and he's an heir of heaven who finds his bosom glow.
Be reading Psalm 133. Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
Would you pray with me, please? Our Father and our God, which art in heaven, we humbly bow, Father, in thy presence. Father, we're always thankful unto thee for the love that thou hast for us, for the love that Jesus had for us, the obedience of Jesus, the life that he lived, the examples. And Father, we pray as we study thy word that we'll become more like him. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer tonight, Father, that we'll become a more loving congregation. Help us to look one another to ourselves, Father. May we determine our condition, Heaven Father. May we decide to be more loving, more kind, more forgiving. For we know, Father, that our attitude toward ourselves and toward others will make a difference on whether we get to heaven or not. Father, we know that we are commanded to love one another. We are to be kind to one another. Father, we know that this is not an option. Father, when we realize that each soul is worth more than the whole world, Father, we will apply these principles and we will love one another better, and we will be better to one another. Heavenly Father, as we do this with our friends and our neighbors and family, Father, we'll see that love in our lives. We'll see how we treat one another, and they too will know that we're children of thine from this love that we show one another. Heavenly Father, it's our desire that as we love one another and be more kind to one another, we pray, Father, that the world will see that and will want to become Christians also. Pray, Father, we'll always be unified in what we do. We'll always speak the truth, Father, and speak it in love. Father, we pray that we'll continue to grow, Father. We have grown in the past, but Father, as the new year comes about, we pray we'll even grow much more. Father, we ask that thou would forgive us of our sins. We pray that we'll become more like Jesus. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Number 173, sing the first and fourth verses. When upon life's billows you are tempted, tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Our fifth Bible verse tonight will be James 1, 26 and 27. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their afflictions and to keep himself unspotted from the world.
Prayer at this time will be for the children's home, and for opportunities to serve those who are less fortunate. Let's bow together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and glorious name. We bow before thee now, Father, thanking thee for the many blessings of life, especially for the opportunity we have to assemble to worship thee. We're thankful, Father, for the worship hour this morning and again tonight, and we pray that everything that we've said and done has been found pleasing and acceptable in thy sight. Father, we're mindful at this time of the children's home that this congregation supports, as well as other congregations. We're so thankful for places as these that provide food and shelter and love to those who have never heard their biological parents say, I love you. It is our most humble prayer, Father, that these children will never go to bed hungry, that they'll always have a warm bed to sleep in, and that they'll always be able to wake up each new day to hear someone say, I love you. We're also grateful, Father, for the Christian influence these children are being subjected to, and we pray that as a result, they may grow up to be young Christian adults and will have long and useful lives in your service. Father, we pray for Don Williams and his family and his staff that attend to the needs of these children. We're so thankful for their efforts to provide a place to live for these children, and we pray that much and everlasting good will come from it. Father, we pray also for our congregation who is so willing to help prepare meals and to serve meals for those who are less fortunate than we. We're so thankful for the elders who promote the coins, cans each week for us to take home and to start saving money, be turned in at the end of the year. We realize, Father, that a can full of coins isn't much, but to a child who needs a new pair of shoes or a warm coat, it's a lot of money and will go do much good in order to help them. Father, we thank thee again for this congregation and for the many opportunities we have to serve those who are less fortunate than we. And we pray, Father, that the members of our congregation who work so diligently with the Bible correspondence courses, which we thank them so much, and we pray that those who are thirsting after righteousness and the truth, their thirst will be met, and the borders of thy kingdom could be spread, not only in this area, but throughout the world. Father, be with us as we continue our worship tonight. Forgive our sins for us in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
Our song of encouragement after the Brandon Renfro's lesson will be number 465. At this time, we'll sing number 160. 160.
Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep for the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings lie buried that grace can restore. Touched by a loving hand, wakened by kindness, chords and broken will vibrate once more. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Rescue the perishing, duty demands it, strength for thy labor the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently win them, tell the poor wanderer a savior.
merciful, Jesus will save.
This is Acts 8, verses 30, 31. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him.
Let us pray. Most righteous, holy, heavenly Father, as we come before thy throne of grace, we come before at this time thanking thee for the many blessings that thou hast so richly bestowed upon us. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for your Son and the wisdom that you gave him that he might come and die for the sins of the world, that we might have eternal life. Heavenly Father, we pray for our upcoming spring gospel meeting. We pray that many souls will be come to the knowledge of the truth. And Heavenly Father, we pray that we all be like-minded and soul-winning, bringing souls to Christ. And Heavenly Father, we pray for those that are lost. And we pray for those that are lost and don't know that they are lost. Heavenly Father, we pray for those that are lost and they know that they are. Heavenly Father, we pray that we can work congregation together to get those back that have strayed away so we can be united together in Christ again. Heavenly Father, we pray for the church here, Jacksonville, the world over. We're so thankful what the church here means to us as Christians. Heavenly Father, we pray for our elders and the work and the long hours that they do. Brother Homer, Robert, Brother Ralph. We pray for them. Heavenly Father, we pray that you continue through this service and as we strive to be better in 2018, be with each one of us, Heavenly Father. In Christ's name we pray, amen.
I think everybody in this auditorium tonight ought to have to work a high school or junior high basketball or football game selling tickets at least one time in your life. That's just what I think. I want you to turn, if you have your Bibles, to the book of James, chapter 1. Last time I stood up here, we talked about, I think, a New Year's resolution. And I said one of the things I wanted to work on was trying to encourage and try to, you know, people that maybe are in danger of falling through the cracks. We don't want anyone to not feel like they're important and loved here because they are. James, I'm going to give you three quick resolutions, other ones that I'm working on. You know that song, "He's Still Working on Me"? That could like be my theme song. I've got so many things that I want to work on, I need to get better at. But James chapter 1, look down to verse 19. "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, because the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God." Over the Christmas holidays, they expect all the teachers at Plainview to work at least two games. They don't care what kind of games, just work two games. Well, I worked, signed up for what I thought were two basketball games. Turned out to be three. They didn't tell me that, and that's, hey, more the merrier, you know. Supposed to have another teacher with me. Didn't. Doesn't even matter. I'm just so easy and breezy by nature that it just didn't bother me. I took Brianna with me. Thought I'm going to take my firstborn and we'll take care of this. I did not know how I should have known how interesting sometimes the general public can be. They like to watch basketball games. Had one lady, you know, if you're a member of the Board of Education, you ain't got to pay for a ticket, okay? That's just, get on in, come on in, just sign the sheet here. If you don't want to sign it, you're good. Go on in, you're good. General public, you got to pay, okay? You got to pay. Well, had a member of the school board come in. There you go, going in. Had a lady behind him, and she said, why'd he get in for free? And I said, well, he's a member of the school board. Well, why don't I get in free? Are you a member of the school board? $5. Well, I don't, you know, and she's a little, and see, this is, right now, so I'm just pleased, because I'm in control. I said, well, you know, you can ask Coach Coker. It's just $5. And she didn't want to, but she paid. She paid, and she went on in. But I thought, you know, I'm just feeling a little bit proud of myself. See, I could have, you know, but it's just not my nature to be unkind. So I was just, lady number two is probably in her 20s. And I was doing what I was told, $5 ahead. Coach said it don't matter if they're young, if they're old, $5 ahead. It'd be no, I had to worry about the math. Got you, Coach, $5 ahead. Apparently, she had an infant daughter. Right. Apparently, I charged her infant daughter. It was $15. Three of them, her and two little kids, apparently newborns right out of the womb. And I charged, it was about $15. $15? Yes, ma'am. Well, I never had to pay $15 before. I'm sorry, ma'am. Well, if it was like this everywhere we went, I couldn't even get in. I said, I don't make the rules. I finally just pulled that card. I said, I don't make the rules. I just sort of work here. And she said, well, I'm sorry. I'm taking this out on you. It's you know, it's not your fault. And she took a few steps away. And I knew you didn't have to tell me. I told Amanda. I said, right now I am blowing up this lady's Facebook feed. I know, like, you ain't going to believe. You know what I mean? But she went to another county school, and I don't know that they can read, so I'm not real worried about what. No, that's ugly. That would be ugly to say that. But I knew she was going to come back. I just knew. And she did. She came back. And she said, I have asked around in there, and there was some that you didn't charge. It's probably, you know, members of the Board of Education. But there was some you didn't charge. And so I'm still doing okay. And I just, I said, ma'am, I'm sorry. I just knew it's going to be easier. It's going to be easier. It's going to mess up my numbers now. It's going to mess up my stubs and but here is your $10. Merry Christmas. And she, you know, and she just kept, she, you know, and I, and this is where I messed up. That's where I got to work on. She kind of walked and she stood over here. And I told Brianna, I said, Bri, sometimes in life, you're just going to deal with rude people, you know, and I just gave her money back to be done with her. But I said it definitely loud enough where she could hear, you know, I'm like, she's just rude. And Bree looked at me and she's like, Dad, you know, and I'm like, but I learned a little bit. I knew this about myself already. I'm good. If people are nice to me, man, I usually do a pretty good job. It's harder when somebody tweaks you a little bit. If somebody's rude to you, and even if you get through that first wave of rudeness, if they come back with more additional rudeness and annoying behavior, I struggle with that. I'm just going to tell you the truth. I struggle to just keep on letting you say inane things and just be like, well, all right. Well, oh, thank you. Call me an idiot. But I got to work on that because, look, if I just get angry, because, you know, all she'd ever remember was that crazy ticket seller that yelled, you know, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. Be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Sometimes it's best. You ain't got to be, you know, just nod your head and smile and go on. That's number one. Number two, look at chapter, still in chapter one that Don read to us, that talks about pure religion, verse 27. Pure religion is to visit the fatherless, the widows, and their affliction. The word visit there, just wanted to point out, doesn't mean to just stop by and say hello, and you know, knew that already. Visits more than just I drop by just to check to see how you were doing. The idea there is to help them. And there's two statements that I think we sometimes make, and there ain't nothing wrong with either one of them, but I do think one's better than the other. All right, I think one's better. Sometimes we'll say someone has a need, and we'll say, well, let me know if there's anything I can do. I've said that, and you have. Anything wrong with that? No. But here's one I think is better. Tell me what I can do. You see the difference between that? Let me know if I can do anything. That means I hope you don't bother me. You know, it doesn't really, but I think it sounds like, let me know if I can do anything. What do you need? What can I do for you? I feel like I think it's an attitude. I think it's just a willingness to be able to help, right? What's my attitude going to be when someone needs help? Let me know. Let me know kind of is like a little bit of a stiff arm. Not really, but it might present itself as that. And the answer may still be the same. We're fine. But I think one of those lets people know, I'm here for you. What do you need? So I want to work on my attitude there, not just be, well, if you need anything, but actually be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. And then turn to chapter 5. Here's another one that I want to work on. 16. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The B part of verse 16. You know, someone texts you or someone emails you, whatever social media they do, or they may go old school and call you. Some people still do that. And they say, I would appreciate your prayers. I would appreciate your prayers. I think there's three different routes we take there sometimes. Number one is you tell them, I sure will. I sure will. And you forget about it. You don't do it then. And you put it off. You intend to do it. You're not intentionally lying to them, but you put it off, and you never get around to it. You know, I sure will, and we don't ever do it. That's not good. That's the worst of these. The second one is someone tells you, I want you to keep me in your prayers, and they tell you, and maybe, you know, you get off the phone with them, or if they've texted you, and you pray for them, but you don't really turn, you're still watching Judge Judy or whatever's on TV, and you don't break stride, and you say, you know, oh, needs a prayer. Lord, I pray you'll bless them, just help them. In Jesus' name, amen. And then you're back to your day. You hadn't really broke stride, though. Whatever you were doing before, you're still doing. What? Oh, okay. Lord, if you'll help them, they need your help. You know, it's not sinful. That's not sinful. But you look at James 5:16, effectual, fervent prayer. That's not that. I think there's certainly something better than telling somebody you'll pray and not. Better than even that second option is how about closing up shop where you can, right? Giving them the dignity that you would want if you had a need and you wanted somebody to pray for you. How about you cut the TV off, and how about you actually stop what you're doing and pray for them? How about that? Have you ever done that? I had, and I'm not, because a lot of times I've been in that first category where if someone is asking, maybe I've forgotten. I try not to, though. What I try to do, someone sends me a message, and the other day I say, because I'm liable to forget, you know. I just told Amanda, I said, come with me. We went, cut off the TV, and we prayed together. You know, let's stop. I will stop what I'm doing, because if that person thinks enough of me to ask me, will you pray for me? I absolutely will. And I'm not going to hit it a lick. I'm actually going to give my attention to this. I think that's what we ought to do. And I think there's one maybe even better than that if it doesn't make the person uncomfortable. Go ahead and pray for them. Pray for them. And then if they're willing to say, the next time you see them, would you like to pray together? Some people are not comfortable with that, and that's fine. They would rather you pray for them privately, and that's fine. But what about this? What about saying, I'm going to pray for him. Would you like to pray together? I think that shows them that you care. That it's more than just, all right, sure, it's something I'll check off my list, and I've done that for the day. No, you mean something to me. You're important to me. I value you. Let's pray together. I think we need to pray more. You know, sometimes things, and it may not take a whole lot of effort from us. It may be something seemingly small, but it can mean so much to somebody else. And it doesn't take a whole lot of my time or effort to do that. You just have to care a little bit. And I think we all ought to be willing to go. It's not really even going an extra mile, I don't think. I really think it's just doing what you ought to do. If you care about people like we ought to care about people, let's pray. Is it going to hurt if we pray more than we have? It's not going to hurt. You know, those are things that I'm working on. Those are things that I want to do better at as a Christian this year. Thank you for letting me share them with you. You know, I don't know. Your preachers struggle with things too. You know what I mean? We have things that we have to work on. I know I do. Just like anybody else, we struggle together. But I want to do right, and I want to live right and be a good example, just like you do. If there's anyone here tonight that we can help extend the gospel invitation, I think, Eric, are you going to lead us in this? If we can help you at all, won't you come forward now while we stand and sing?